Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka was hit in the head by a line drive off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton. Tanaka collapsed on the pitcher's mound, cradling his head. Stanton also immediately fell to a squatting position and hit his head when he saw Tanaka get hit. Stanton's jaw was broken by a high fastball back in 2014. Now, trainers ran out to Tanaka, who stayed down for several minutes clutching his head before sitting up. He walked off the field with help. The frightening moment happened at Yankee Stadium this afternoon during the first day of live batting practice. The Yankees say the 31-year-old Tanaka is now alert, responsive, and walking under his own power. He's now being sent to New York Presbyterian Hospital for tests. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum opened today for families of victims and for workers fighting coronavirus. It opened with a memorial service for the people who survived the attacks but then fell victim to COVID-19.
Aside from the bagpipes, it was a silent ceremony.
So we are acutely aware here at the 9/11 Memorial of the extra burden that is on the families and loved ones and neighbors and friends of people with pre-existing conditions, knowing about their vulnerability. Our heart goes out to them. We are here as a place of refuge and contemplation.
Alice Greenwald, president and CEO of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, says the unity brought upon by Saturday's ceremony is a testament to the nation's resilience following the 9/11 attacks and even through the pandemic. And Thula Katsimatidis lost her brother John on 9/11.
And it's very important to me and to, I'm sure, lots of family members that it's reopening. I feel like it's a symbol of our resilience, yet again.
At the 9/11 Memorial Museum, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
After a pop yesterday, the coronavirus infections dropped significantly in New York overnight to 727 new diagnoses. That was down from yesterday's overnight diagnosis of 918 new infections in New York. The percentage of tests that were positive also dropped to 1.16%. The infection rate has hovered between 1 and 2% for the past month. 11 people died from COVID-19 overnight in New York. That was two more than passed away from the disease yesterday night. Now, COVID-19 cases have jumped in Hoboken over the past 2 days. Steve Burns reports all but one of the new cases were people who had traveled to states that are hotspots for the disease.
All 13 new cases reported in Hoboken since Thursday are under the age of 45, and the vast majority had no symptoms, says Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala. None are in the hospital, but it's still a point of concern.
Those same individuals might visit their parents or their grandparents or other people who might be vulnerable.
He says 12 of the 13 had recently traveled to a hotspot state that's on the region's quarantine list.
Thankfully, they heeded our call to get tested if you travel to a hotspot state.
Health officials here say they're seeing similar trends throughout North Jersey. New York State also saw a jump on Friday, reporting more than 900 new cases for the first time in 3 weeks. Bala says this is no time to let your guard down.
Double down on social distancing, wear a face mask, and be mindful about the recent trends of traveling out of state.
In Hoboken, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's talk weather right now. Let's get that forecast. Here's meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Well, things are looking pretty quiet over much of our area for the rest of this afternoon here, Joe. Seeing just a couple of very light showers across portions of western and central Jersey. We're kind of basically focusing in on right now around Chester and Mendham. And then you have to look more closer toward the Trenton area to see any other wet weather. So looking pretty good here overall as we move into the evening hours. Just some patchy clouds will be around for tonight. 71 degrees, the low tonight in the city. Will fall back into the lower and mid-60s in the farther northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny. It'll be a hot and humid day with a high of 91. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 73. For Monday, sunshine, some clouds, back up to close to 90 degrees. Not quite as warm for Tuesday with periods of clouds and sunshine, but it is going to be on the humid side with a shower or thunderstorm in some places, high 86. And then for Wednesday, we'll keep the chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm around 90 degrees. Right now, 81 degrees in Danbury. It's 85 in Flushing. We have 83 degrees in Midtown going down tonight.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.